Coming up on quarter to six and 66 degrees. Good morning on this Friday, June 20th. Summer arriving at 9:42 tonight. You going to stay up for it? Yeah, summer solstice. In fact, we've got the song from Susan Ash. We'll play that coming up. Why not? Summer arriving in short. I know that yesterday, Juneteenth, the celebration of the end of slavery, the last slaves in Galveston, Texas, on June 19th, 1865, learning of the fact that more than 2 years prior, the nation's 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Yeah, way back in 1863. You're free to go. You're free. And so that celebration went on at Carson Park at Eau Claire last night. 25th annual Juneteenth celebration there. There were hot dogs and beans, chips, cake. I had a cupcake, probably should have passed on, but, well, that, you know, you just kind of, in general, my guideline is try to eat less sugar, but it's tough, isn't it? I mean, try to consume less sugar. Was out somewhere with my wife last night at a book group, too, and, you know, they serve good root beer, so I'm like, all right, well. So, anyhow, here we are today on a Friday morning. Thanks to those of you who did contribute yesterday in our one-day challenge for our veterans. It's part of our We've Got Your Back campaign. We did it last year. We did it again this year. We didn't apparently fare as well financially. The banner's still up, you know, and you can still give at WWIB.com if you'd like. I'm just checking to see as yesterday wound down where we dropped off here. After yesterday morning, there was a gift of 50. 100, I think there's another one here. There's $40 from Steve, 50, 100, and another 100. So they did trickle in still, and you can. It's still posted, kind of extension. The One Day Beyond Challenge. If we had, you know, Head Start, we can certainly have overtime. And they may have overtime Sunday night in Oklahoma City. I think the Thunder are still going to win it. I really do, but, you know. On their home court last night, didn't really watch any of the game, but Indiana goes on to a win. And so, nothing like a game seven. You can get it in the NHL or basketball or baseball. I mean, that is the decider, and more often than not, the home team wins. Not always. The Bucks, the year they won it all in 2021, were down 3-2, beat Brooklyn, Kevin Durant and company, and forced a game seven, and Brooklyn would have won, except when Kevin Durant hit what was thought to be a three, his foot was on the line. It was only a two. Game went to overtime. Bucks won. Bucks beat the Suns then in the finals. Trying to even move on in the postseason has been tough ever since. Well, it is June 20th, 2025. But what about June 20th, 1975? Yeah, Jaws, Steven Spielberg's movie about the terrifying great white shark, released on June 20th, 1975, 50 years ago today. Anybody remember that? I do. As a kid, I was 11 years old. Oh, yeah. Remember the cover of Time magazine? The monster blockbuster hit is widely considered to be the film that launched the Hollywood blockbuster. And that's a little bit repetitive because I used the word blockbuster twice. Ah, yes, and remember Blockbuster when they used to go rent your videos at Blockbuster. All right, let's go back to today's originally scheduled music. All right, well, I gotta just say, I've liked to use this music ever since when we would occasionally do segments on the radio about going to the back of your refrigerator and trying to find something and just being scared. It's just perfect for that. And God bless my wife, who just this week cleaned our refrigerator, right? And, I mean, there's stuff that needs to go, and it's scary stuff, right? It looks like it's part of a kid's science project or something. All right, we've got a morning devotion here on WWIB, and so let's get the... Yeah, there we go. All right, return to our friend Jason Kahn's book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, because I haven't decided where we're going biblically after we finish Titus. So we are up to John 13:7. Jesus answered him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward, you will understand. And Jason writes, how often do we attempt to make sense of our circumstances from our limited vantage point, even when we do not know all of the facts? Our rational minds try to make everything fit neatly into a pattern, and when we encounter information that doesn't fit, we have trouble making sense of it. Jesus was attuned to Peter's defensive and uncertain emotional state. Peter was confused about what Jesus was doing because he didn't have the whole picture. On this side of heaven, we see only in a mirror dimly. See 1 Corinthians 13:12. Yet we are asked to place our lives in the hands of the one who sees the end from the beginning and who holds the world in his hands. Jesus invites us to trust him, saying, child, you do not understand, but one day you will. Closing prayer. Jesus, so often this world makes no sense. We try in our limited understanding to make all the pieces fit. When they do not, we feel confused and afraid. Remind us again, dear Lord, that you hold the world in your hands and that because you are the one who holds the future, we have nothing to fear. There we go, WWIB on a Friday morning. And it is, in fact, the summer solstice, which is kicking in tonight at 9:42 our time. All right, WWIB, the WIB wake-up show on a Friday morning. And if you don't get to the gym a lot, fear not. Are you at least climbing some stairs, right, Sam?
Yeah, so huge benefits to climbing 3 flights of stairs daily. Researchers say climbing just 3 flights every day can have significant positive impact on your health and well-being.
Now, I got to just say, my other job is at One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire. I don't like the threat of paying $1 an hour for parking, which I'm hearing is ever closer here as a result of a meeting yesterday. But nonetheless, we have stairs. It's the former Crossroad Books, the downtown Barstow Street location. And so there are stairs that, yes, I'm glad to say, going up and down. So
there you go.
There we go. These are some of the benefits. For instance, going up and down the stairs at least 3 times a day boosts your heart health and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. That's a plus.
There you go. This also burns more calories than jogging or brisk walking. Yeah. I bet you could even jog up and down the stairs.
There you go.
Make it even better.
I will tip my hat to our owner, Chris, who's 6 years my junior, and he goes up the stairs pretty fast, actually. It strengthens leg muscles, glutes, and your core.
You can also boost mental health by going up those three flights of stairs daily, reducing stress and improving mood.
Who knew? All these benefits. Going up and down the stairs 3 times a day supports bone health and reduces the risk of osteoporosis.
I don't even know what that is, but it's good. It reduces the risk of it.
It doesn't sound good. Right?
Increases longevity by lowering the risk of heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes.
Wow, I'm going to just run up and down the stairs all day today. It provides an easy, cost-effective workout option.
Yeah, I mean, gym memberships can be expensive, and so it's always good to find more cost-effective ways to work out. This also, climbing 3 flights of stairs daily, improves balance and coordination, reducing the risk of falls.
And finally, it helps regulate your blood sugar levels. So, boy, you know what? I mean, you got a one-floor house, you might want to look for one with stairs.
You know, and I think it's interesting, though, they're not specifically saying how long the flight of stairs needs to be.
True.
You know, I wonder where the cutoff is. Like, no, that's not enough stairs. Like, you need more stairs, otherwise, no benefits.
It is a good workout. You know what I mean? There we go.
Moving on here, we do have a drawing to get underway for these 2 tickets going towards Jason Gray's concert in Willard this Saturday. And so, if we're ready to go, Halvo, we've got the drum roll here. And the winner is...
We had some 15 supporters that had logged in, and the winner of those 15 is Lauren Keister of Menominee. Congratulations to Lauren.
Congratulations, Lauren. Hope you enjoy the concert this weekend. Jason Gray always puts on a good show, and we will, of course, get in touch with you, getting you those tickets, of course. But congrats, and ultimately thank you both to Lauren, but also to everybody who gave towards We've Got Your Back, the one-day drive we did yesterday.
I did my best job on the pronunciation. It could be Keister or Keister, either one of those pronunciations. I'll get set straight when I contact Lauren. So congratulations. We'll contact Lauren.
Just shy of the 8 o'clock hour, and at this time, we kind of take just all these things from throughout the week. We know you lead busy lives, and so we kind of take it all gathered together, whether it's news, pop culture, etc. We put it all together with something called headlines, and here we go.
No messing around, Sam. You're right on it here today. All right, well, researchers say that the brains of flies are wired to avoid the swatter.
And go directly to your potato salad.
And wreck your picnic.
The United Nations estimates that by 2050, the world will have almost 10 billion people.
And this is hard to believe, but each will have their own podcast.
Join the club.
Wow. Officials at Grand Canyon National Park typically respond to approximately 300 to 310 search and rescue incidents each year.
Most of the distress calls have to do with people panicking because they couldn't find a place to recharge their smartphones. Another study has concluded that chocolate is good for the heart.
So in case of an emergency, place a chocolate chip under my tongue.
They should make chocolate-flavored cough syrup.
Uh-huh. Well, an Australian study found that grandparents play a critical role in their grandchildren's lives, helping boost their development even through simple activities such as reading to them or going shopping together.
But the most important role of grandparents remains the act of sending a wad of cash to their grandkids on birthdays and Christmas.
Much appreciated.
The Trump administration is contemplating adding citizens from 36 additional countries to the existing travel ban.
Yeah, the Statue of Liberty is considering updating her inscription to "Some restrictions may apply."
Oh, dear.
And finally, according to a survey, bad breath apparently is the most embarrassing thing that can happen on a first date.
Showing up in Crocs came in second.
Yes.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, remembering a longtime WIB listener, when we say we are family, nobody probably embodied that more than PCD John. He so loved Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and in fact, as we told you, he went to be with the Lord this past Sunday, Father's Day, as we learned from his family. And the visitation will be today at the Nash Jackin Funeral Home from 4 until 7 with the service tomorrow at the Sheldon Church of Christ. I'm planning to be there 11 o'clock tomorrow in Sheldon. Carl John Fields, born December 1st, 1951, passed June 15th of this year on Sunday. His obit reads, "Death does not have the final say." With his faith that sustained him throughout his life, Carl John Fields went home to be with Jesus Christ on June 15, 2025. Spent half of Father's Day with his family on earth and the rest with his heavenly father and family.
John was born on Monday, December 3rd, 1951 at 5.05 p.m. in Ladysmith to Goodman and Louise Stasel Fields on August 23rd, 1975. He married his beloved wife, Debbie Fraun, from Ladysmith, beginning a 50-year partnership that would bless them with two children, daughter Danielle and son Jonathan Fields of Ladysmith, Wisconsin.
Music flowed through John's life from his earliest days. In the 60s, he played bass guitar in rock bands, channeling his passion for music that would define his career and calling. After attending Leona Elementary School and graduating from Ladysmith High School in 1970, John earned his bachelor's degree in music education from Mount Scenario College in 1974.
For 35 years, John dedicated himself to sharing his love of music with students throughout the Wisconsin public school system. He taught vocal music at Wilmot Union High School for 3 years before finding his true home at Bruce Public Schools, where he spent 32 years teaching middle school chorus and elementary music. His creativity and commitment to his students shone through the Bruce Annual Spring Talent Show, which he started and lovingly directed for 30 years.
Beyond the classroom, John's musical gifts continued to flourish. He enjoyed singing, playing guitar, and composing music, including his cherished song, "Jesus Is," which he loved to perform. His talent was recognized when one of his compositions was published by Plank Road Publishing Incorporated. He found particular joy in the music of, yes, Phillips, Craig and Dean, and the Beatles.
John was baptized on the Sabbath Day of Atonement on October 11th, 1997, in the Flambeau River, accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. This was the same location his father was baptized years prior on the family property. His favorite scripture, Revelation 21, verse 4, reflected his deep faith and eternal hope.
We can only follow this with a song from one group, Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Remembering John Fields.
Love you, Jesus. Sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks, and he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash through the ground in a magic melody. He smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash.
Remembrance of our very own PCD, John. Right before this song, Halvo and I read the obituary for Mr. John Fields. Going to remember him dearly here. He's a longtime WIB listener, and I find it sad for myself. I never got the chance to meet him in person, and it's kind of neat, the obituary we read off. I got a picture. Get to see what John Fields looked like, and yeah, I know that he impacted everyone who was close to him, and even myself, who didn't know him all that well. The most I knew was that he loved his Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and I think some of my most recent memories, you could say, is almost every single time we would play a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song, he would send a message to our listener line, and he would say thank you. And I would come in here in the mornings, doing mid-mornings or whatever, and I would see a message from when Betsy does evenings, or even through the overnights, when Rod or Fred do the overnights, and there would be a message from John Fields listening through almost every hour, it seemed, of the day, saying thank you whenever we played a PCD song. And so kind of miss him. Gonna miss John Fields a lot.
Time for the best of the week on WWIB. Let's listen. Well, it is June 20th, 2025. But what about June 20th, 1975? Yeah, Jaws, Steven Spielberg's movie about the terrifying great white shark, released on June 20th, 1975, 50 years ago today. Our brother and dear friend and longtime listener, PCD John, yesterday went home to be with the Lord. And so we got that message from his family yesterday in an email, and his daughter Danielle messaging us and sharing this information yesterday, saying, "I wanted you all at WWIB to know that today my father, PCD John, went to meet his Heavenly Father on Father's Day. One of his greatest joys was listening to your station and calling in to talk to all of you. He especially appreciated you all playing his favorite Phillips, Craig, and Dean songs just for him. After he passed, we played Crucified with Christ before saying our goodbyes in prayer. Thank you for being a positive, uplifting light in my father's life. Danielle." I met him in 2019, in June of 2019 in North Carolina at the Billy Graham Retreat Center, never thinking 6 years later we would still be talking on the radio and Drew Fralick would be at the top comedy club in Shanghai where he is right now. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good evening to you. 12 hours time difference?
Huh.
Or wow. 13, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the first call I've taken in the evening, I believe, for WWIB.
So it's
this
crazy.
It's a nice feeling.
We are coming up. We are at 6:49 in the morning, and you're almost 8 o'clock, so 13 hours ahead in Shanghai. You're our pastor, stand-up comic friend, moving from Detroit to Colorado with your wife going to law school. But again, update us. How's the trip been so far?
Yeah, so we are on vacation in China for 3 weeks. It's been great so far. I headlined the Backstage Comedy Club in Hong Kong on Saturday night. That was a ton of fun. And now, as I speak, I'm at Spicy Comedy in Shanghai, China, getting ready to go up on their Mandarin language open mic. So, lots to keep track of, Mark. we're having a great vacation.
The
kids are having a good time. It's great to be back in China.
In the United States, one of these is purchased every 3 seconds. Every 3 seconds. One, two, three. Another one gets purchased. In the United States, one of these is purchased every 3 seconds. What could it be for that incredible concert prize pack to see Jason Gray and Willer this Saturday?
Tammy from Wausau again.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
How about a computer?
A computer. One of those purchased every 3 seconds. I can see that with the technology being that popular, yeah.
A computer. I am going to tell you that that is closer than anybody's been so far.
True.
It's Tammy again.
All right, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
How about a laptop?
A laptop.
Okay, and can you be even more specific? What type of laptop?
MacBook?
What's that?
A MacBook?
Yeah, a MacBook. Tammy, we're going to give it to you. An iPad was what it was, and you went computer, laptop, iPad. Tammy, you're going to see Jason Gray on Saturday night. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
You have been trying to win on Tuesday Trivia and Win It Wednesday for a while, haven't you?
I have.
It must have been the summer solstice when I first gave my heart to you.
And it is the summer solstice tonight.
I was going to say, great way to kind of wrap it up. Best of the week there with summer solstice. And I couldn't help but notice last night, as I was trying to fall asleep at about 9 o'clock, it was still light outside. And
I thought,
you know what? I think this is what's happening. It's the day's getting longer. So
longest day of the year today.
All right. Well, we're going to head into a couple of more tunes. Thank you once again to Mark for putting together Best of the Week like he does each week.